Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldha with Farm Bureau. A follow-up today to last week's story with Danny Van Meter, Grayson County strawberry producer and advisor to other farmers thinking about berries as a complementary crop. He says timing is key, like getting an earlier crop to meet special buyer needs and then keeping that crop protected.
If we can pick up an additional 2 to 3 weeks on the front end, it really helps with some of the early buyers, like our farm-to-school program. The schools are in session during April and May, and then we're still having berries at the end of May through mid-June. So having berries a couple of weeks early will really help if you can go ahead and sell to that market.
There are generally two different styles of growing strawberries these days, and either will work. He says a half acre would be a good start and should be easy to market. Beyond that, he says nail that market down before you plant. And then there can be a few quirks in the growing season.
It can get discouraging sometimes, like when you're in the middle of the night trying to fight ice and cold and sleep deprivation. But all in all, it really looks like the industry's growing, especially with the plastic culture. Probably we're looking at 4, 5, 6 new growers in the state that I know of.
They just held a general strawberry meeting for potential growers in Russell County, but you can learn more at your county extension office or do an online search for him at Van Meter Family Farm. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Strawberries aren't easy, but they're manageable and can be a complementary crop on a farm that adds a little income. Danny Van Meter lays out the planting and harvest scenario.
If they're wanting to do the matted variety, they'll have to plant this spring. Check with your extension office for varieties and what will work in your area. They would plant in the spring, remove the blooms, and then they would harvest the following year. If they're interested in doing plastic with irrigation and the row covers, there's some management involved with that. The potential for the yield is quite a bit more. Then they would, again, go to the extension office, get the soil ready this summer, plant probably average in the state the first couple of weeks in September, and then they would be picking that same planting the next spring in April, May, and mid-June.
Van Meter says it looks like early varieties will be coming in late this month. Check with your favorite roadside market for availability. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.